Yesterday, Saraji explained on the receptor, striker, and the ignition. The sixth sense doors, the sixth sensitivity, they are the receptor. And then the objects strikes this base. And every time the object, the striker, strikes the base, which is the receptor, then the ignition arises, such as seeing consciousness, hearing consciousness, smelling consciousness, tasting consciousness, touching consciousness, knowing consciousness. So among these consciousness, Saraji gave example on hearing consciousness. And in this hearing process, there is the striker, receptor, and ignition. So in the same way, at the moment of hearing, at the moment of seeing, there will also be striker, which is the sight, and then there will be receptor, which is the eye base, and there will be ignition, which is seeing consciousness. So also in the smelling process, there will be smell, whether fragrant or whether it is fragrant or it is a bad smell. So this smell is the striker, and the one which receives the nose is the receptor. And then when this smell strikes this nose sensitivity, then there will be smelling consciousness. So if one gets to smell fragrant smell, then there will be good feeling. And when one comes to smell a rotten smell, there will be bad feeling. And also with the taste, there are six kinds of taste: sweet, sour, spicy, pungent, salty, and bitter. All kinds of taste, they strike on this tongue sensitivity. So the sweet, a sour taste, these tastes are the striker, and the tongue sensitivity, it is the base, which is the receptor. And when this smell strikes, when this taste strikes this tongue sensitivity, there will be tasting consciousness. So when the sweet taste strikes the tongue, you will come to know it as sweet. And when the sour taste strikes the tongue, you will know it as sour. And when one gets good taste, there will be good feeling. When one gets bad taste, there will be bad feeling. So this ignition, tasting consciousness, and then tasting contact and tasting feeling will arise. So in the body also, there is body sensitivity. There can be touch that will strike this body sensitivity. The kind of touch that is hard, soft, warm, hot, cold. So these objects will touch the body. So these objects are the striker. The body sensitivity is the base, which is the receptor. And the touching consciousness, which is the ignition, will arise. So if a hard object impinges on your body, you will know it as hard. And if there is a sharp object that touches your body, you will know it as sharp. And when a soft object, soft and gentle object, touches on your body, then you will know it as soft and gentle. So you will come to know whether it is hard, soft, or gentle. So in the whole body, there is body sensitivity. And this body sensitivity is the base. And all kinds of objects, rough, hard, soft, they can strike on this body sensitivity. And thus, the touching consciousness will arise. And this touching consciousness is the ignition. And if one comes to touch this soft and gentle things, then you will feel good. If one comes into contact with rough and gross objects, one will not feel good. One will have bad feeling. So this touching feeling is also the ignition. And in the mind also, there can be thoughts arising. So thoughts will strike this mind door, which is called Manodwara, the mind door. So when the thoughts strike the mind door, then there will be a mental vision. You will see it, some images, mental images, mental sights, mental sounds, and so on. When the thoughts impinges, when the thought strikes on the mind door. So in this case, these thoughts are the striker. The mind door is the receptor, and knowing consciousness is the ignition. So in every hearing, tasting, touching, and so on, there are striker, receptor, and the ignition. So every time one sees, hears, smells, tastes, touch, and know, one must note them right away as soon as they arise. But at the beginning, it may be difficult for the yogi to note whatever that arises. So today, Xiaoji will explain how to note on easy things when you begin the practice. Only when you note at the moment of arising, you are sure to know the nature. So at the moment of seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching, you have to note them in a general way as seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching. So if you are not mindful, then you will not be clear of the object. You will be gazing, and then there will be delusion. So if you are just gazing, then the object will not be clear to you. You will not see the nature clearly, and thus you will end up dozing, being sleepy and drowsy. So being unmindful on the object, then you will be hazy with the object. You will be cloudy, hazy with the object, because you do not note at the moment of arising. So if you are not mindful, then there will be this haziness, being unclear about the nature. So if one does not note at the moment of arising, if you will not come to know any one of these striker, receptor, and the ignition, you will not be clear about it. So there will be moha or delusion. So if you don't note them at the moment of arising, you will not be clear about the object, you will not be clear of the nature, you will be hazy or cloudy, the mind will be hazy and cloudy, not knowing the nature clearly. So if one meets with desirable objects, then this greed, lobha, can arise. And when one meets with undesirable object, there can be anger, hatred, and so on. So if one does not note right away the object that arises at the present moment, then this defilement can arise. So if you don't practice the satipatthana, if you don't note, if you don't observe at the moment of arising, then the defilements such as greed, anger can arise in your mind. So your mind will be deluded by these defilements because you fail to note the present arising object. So when one can note the presently arising object, then one's mind will be free from these kilesa defilements. Even if one does not gain knowledge by noting, it is good enough when the noting mind falls calm and collected on the object. So when the noting mind falls calm and collected on the object, your mind is said to be controlled. Your mind is said to be tied to this object so that there will be no agitation of the mind, there will be no restlessness in the mind, and the mind cannot scatter off. So when one keeps on noting and noting, knowledge will develop. So in this, when the knowledge develops, even though one comes up with desirable objects, there will not be greed arising. And even though one comes up with disagreeable objects, then even though one comes up with disagreeable objects, anger or hatred cannot arise. So the mind will not be polluted by these defilements such as greed and anger. Whatever object one come up with, whether good or bad. So the mind will be free from these defilements, and thus the mind will be pure, clean, and it will be gentle. So this is the immediate benefit one gets by noting the presently arising object. So the benefit is that your mind will be purified, your mind will be pure because it is free from defilements by noting the presently arising object. There are 11 kinds of fire. Among these 11 kinds of fire, the first one, the first three are raga ghi, fire of lust, and dosa ghi, fire of dissatisfaction or anger, and then moha ghi, fire of delusion. So when there is lust, then we call it fire of lust. And then when there is satisfaction, that when there is anger, this fire of dosa, anger fire, arises. And when one is deluded, then there is moha fire. So these defilements are burning the mind of beings all the time. So when there is a fire breakout, it will be hot and beings will suffer. And even after the fire is put away, even if the fire is put out, fumes or smoke will remain. So not only burning, being hot, But even the fumes and smoke will remain so that there will be low visibility. It will be dim and hazy. So in the same way, when the defilement fires burn the being will suffer. Fumes and smoke of this defilement will also remain so that the being will be deluded, unclear, and hazy about the nature of the objects. That's why fire should be prevented. If one can prevent fire, then the fire will not break out, and thus there will not be fumes or smoke that will make the place dim and hazy and dark. So in the same way, we must prevent the kilesa fire from breaking out. So if the kilesa fire breaks out, it will burn us, scorch us, and it will also leave fumes and smoke that will make us hazy, dim, and unclear. So if there is no defilement fire, if there is no kilesa fire, there will not be smokes and fume, so that we will be clear of this nature. So after burning up, if one does not clean the place, it will be full of soot, and the place will be dark and ugly, and the place will be very dirty with all the soot and all these black things. So in the same way, when these defilement fires are burning, it will leave the mind ugly with all the soot and black things, so that the mind is left ugly. So when the mind is ugly, then it also shows in the face. So when this kilesa fire are burning, they leave bad things. The kilesa leaves soot and also black things. So the mind will be ugly. If the mind is ugly also, it shows in the face. The face will be full of dissatisfaction. The face will be a frown face. So these people will have ugly life also. So if one beautifies the mind, then his or her life will also be beautiful. So in order to make a life that is beautiful, free from all this soot and black things, one must clear the mind of this kilesa pollutants. In order to prevent kilesa fire, one must be mindful. One must know, one must observe this receptor, striker, and the ignition right away as soon as they arise. So yogis are already explained how to practice the Satipatthana, and they are also explained what objects to note. But as a beginner, yogi will find difficulty in noting all the objects. So yogi will be asked to note on objects that is easy to note. So Saroji gives an example of a kid that starts school. So when the kid starts school, his lessons must be few and it must be easy. So if the lessons are few, but if there are a lot of lessons, then the kid cannot cope. And even if there are few lessons but difficult for him or for the kid, then this kid cannot cope also. So this kid has to have few lessons and easy lesson. So in the same way, a yogi, a beginner yogi, is just like a kid which starts school. So as a beginner yogi, this yogi must be noting objects that is more obvious so that it will be easy noting them. So in the text it says that yathāpāgataṁ vipassanā viniveso, which means that one must note, observe, which is more prominent, the object that is more prominent. So among these two things, nama and rupa, mentality and materiality, this rupa, materiality, is more obvious. So one must give priority to note rupa, materiality. And among the materiality, there are the four great elements. In Pali, it is called Buddha Rupa, the four great elements. And then there are 24 Upada Rupa, or the 24 dependent materiality. So among these 28 kinds of materiality, the four great materiality, Mahabuddha, four kinds of Mahabuddha, the four great materiality, they are more obvious. These four are Patavi Dhatu, earth element, Apo Dhatu, water element, Tejo Dhatu, temperature element, and Vayo Dhatu, wind element. So among these four also, among these four great elements, the one which is more obvious is the Vayo Dhatu, wind element. So even when one is noting anapana or rising, falling, this Vayo Dhatu, wind element, is obvious, it is prominent. So when you are noting rising, falling, when you are noting lifting, moving, placing, this Vayo Dhatu, wind element, is obvious. So one must start on noting with this Vayo Dhatu, the one which is most prominent. So here one is asked to note the rising, falling of the abdomen. One must concentrate on the abdomen where the rising, falling takes place. So when one inhales, the abdomen rises, and when one exhales, the abdomen falls. So when the abdomen rises, one must make a soft mental note as rising. It's just like a balloon floating when the air is pumped in. And when the falling arises, you've got to note with a soft mental label, falling, just like when a balloon is blown out, when the balloon becomes deflated. So only when one notes at the moment of arising, then one is sure to know the true nature. So in this case, at the moment of rising, falling, if you note it right away, you come to know the true nature. So when you are noting on the object, you must use a Sutanda method. You must use a general usage, just as rising, falling, lifting, moving, placing, and so on. So if you keep on noting using this Sutanda method, with this usage, common usage, as rising, falling, then as you practice on, you come to see the nature. At first, there will be things which you are knowing. There will be additional things you are knowing, which is not the true nature. For example, when you start noting rising, falling, you will just see the shape or the form of the abdomen. So this shape and form of the abdomen is not a genuine rupa, it's not a genuine materiality. So it is just a shape concept. Sandana Panyati, it is just a shape concept when you just see the form or shape of the abdomen. At times, one will see just the mode or manner of rising and falling. And this manner of rising and falling is not genuine rupa, it is not a genuine materiality. So mode or manner of moving, rising, falling, they are just akara panyati, they are just manner concept. So when you just keep on noting rising, falling as rising and falling, you will come to see the true nature, which is just like a taste of food. As you note rising, falling, you will see the true nature. When you note rising, you will see the nature such as stiffness, tension. So this stiffness, tension is the true nature. It is the true rupa, true mentality. And when you note falling, you may experience movement, relaxation, and so on. So this movement is also a genuine rupa, genuine materiality. So in order to know the true nature, one must be mindful all the time. So at first, you will need to make label, or you will need to put a name, which is this akara. You will have to put this labeling and name of akara panyati, the manner concept. So if you don't put labeling at the beginning of the practice, if you just sit and observe without putting labeling at the beginning of the practice, you can get mixed up. So you need to label using this Suttanta method. And you need to watch, you need to observe. And when you observe the object, you should put full strength. Your mind must have full strength in order to see the nature. So even if you put strength, if it is not enough, if you do not put up full strength, then you will not see the true nature. So you need to have necessary mental strength for you to be able to note the object. So you need jhananga. This is a factor of jhana, factor of absorption. You need vitaka, initial application, and vichara, sustained application. So you need this vitaka, initial application, to aim the mind, to direct the mind towards the object, so that the mind will be face to face with the object, and the mind will be concurrent if you apply aiming and effort. So in Pali, it is called vitaka. It is one of the jhanic factor. And when the mind is concurrent with the object again and again, the mind is said to be rubbing against the object so that the noting will be effective. So at first, you need to aim the mind towards the object and the note, which is vitaka. And you also need to rub the mind against the object so that the noting mind will be controlled, it will be sustained, and it will be tied to the object of meditation. So rubbing, sustaining the mind on the object is called vichara. sustained application. So you need these factors of vitaka, aiming and directing, and vichara, which is rubbing the mind against the object. So you must put effort so that the noting, so that you will have aim and rubbing towards rubbing against the object. And you also need to put another factor, effort. In Pali it is called viriya. So you must have this ardent effort, viriya, so that the noting mind will be pushed towards the object. So in order to be able to note the object, you need these mental strength, vitaka, initial application, vichara, sustained application, and viriya, effort, ardent effort. So if you have these factors, aiming, directing the mind towards the object, and if the rubbing against the object, and this effort, then mindfulness can develop. So if you are able to apply these three kinds of mental strength, then you'll be able to note the arising object. So if we analyze these three mental strength one by one, then we will know the quality of each one. So vitaka has the quality of aiming the mind towards the object so that it can keep the mind open, blossom, and active, so that the mind will be free from sluggishness, dozing, gazing. Also, it will be free from sloth and torpor. So these kinds of sloth and torpor, sluggishness, can not enter the stream of consciousness. And when the noting mind is direct or face-to-face with the object, the mind will be active, it will open, it will be open, blossom, and it will be fresh. So this is the quality of vitaka. And the quality of vichara is rubbing against the object so that you will be certain about this object. So the mind will be rubbing against the object, it will be sustained, so that this mind is controlled and tied up to this object. So when this rubbing against the rubbing the mind against the object, when then there will be certainty. So one's mind will be free from uncertainty and doubt. So one must also put effort so that the noting mind will reach the object of meditation. So the noting mind should be direct or face-to-face with the object. It should be concurrent with the object. And the noting mind should be rubbing against the object. And there must also be effort. If there is no effort, no viriya, then kilesa will have chance to arise. So if you exert this effort, the noting mind will reach the object of meditation. And when you exert this viriya effort, kilesa will have no chance to arise. So you are said to be getting rid of the kilesa by exerting effort. So by this aspect, by exerting effort, the path, the defilement path, the path of defilement will be blocked, and the path of wholesomeness will open by exerting effort. So every time one notes the object, he or she must have these three mental strengths of vitaka, vichara, and viriya. So if one can apply these two mental strengths, Then there will be no gazing, there will be no dozing or sloth and torpor. The mind will be fresh. You will be certain about the object. The path to unwholesomeness will be blocked, and the path of wholesomeness will be open. So this is the immediate benefit by noting on the presently arising object with the three mental strength. Especially when one fails to do things that are beneficial to you, if one fails to do them in time, then there will be failure. So this kind of failure to do beneficial things in time, it is something detestable, something disgusting. So effort can get rid of this failure. Effort can get rid of this disgusting action, this disgusting thing of failing to note, failing to do beneficial things in time. So this effort can get rid of laziness. So 1 hour is up. Xiaoji will continue his talk tomorrow.
Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.